A tough book critic is a writer's nightmare. In today's literary world, no one is quite as savage as the critic and novelist Dale Peck. He's trashed highly regarded writers like Rick Moody and David Foster Wallace. He's called James Joyce's Ulysses a hoax upon literature. Dale Peck has just published a collection of his reviews in a book titled Hatchet Jobs. Wisconsin Public Radio's Steve Paulson has this report on the controversy over Dale Peck.
Hatchet Jobs is a book that will offend delicate literary sensibilities. For starters, there's the thuggish photo on the cover. You see Dale Peck's shaved head and a hatchet slung over his shoulder. Once you open the book, there's Peck whacking away at the biggest names in literary fiction. And he wasn't afraid to do this during an interview at the publishing industry's biggest event, the recent Book Expo America in Chicago. For example, he blasted David Foster Wallace's acclaimed novel Infinite Jest, calling it bloated, boring, and gratuitous.
David Foster Wallace is trapped in what seems to be a kind of leftover mid-century notion of it's all been said before and how can we say anything with any meaning, so we can't say anything at all.
Peck is no kinder about Jonathan Franzen, author of the National Book Award winner, The Corrections.
Someone once said that Jonathan Franzen has never written a bad sentence and he's never written a good one either. And I fall asleep reading the books. There's just not an ounce of heart anywhere in them.
And what about the godfather of postmodern fiction, Thomas Pynchon?
Pynchon is just such a phenomenally, phenomenally talented writer, which makes it all the more amazing that the books are so bad, are so very, very, very bad. Such, you know, 800-900-page one-note Johnnies.
These kinds of comments have earned Peck a certain notoriety in the literary world. Some accuse him of hating all books. Not true, says Peck. There are writers he loves, Joan Didion and Rebecca Brown, to name two. But resentment against Peck has been building, and it came spilling out at Book Expo. Peck appeared on a panel about book reviewing with another critic, Carlin Romano, who had just ripped apart Peck's book in a review for the Chronicle of Higher Education.
I would not have written as vicious a review of your book if it were not you. I think you could take it, probably, and as I say, I think you deserve it.
Romano accused Peck of narrow-mindedness.
You have no respect for anybody's criteria but your own. You have a notion of what the novel should be yourself, and if somebody doesn't come close to it, he or she sucks. I don't follow.
And Peck defended himself.
What does it make sense about saying that, you know, Infinite Jest has 800 pages of crap, and I think the rest of the sentence has 300 pages of very good stuff?
I don't see how a very good writer could end up with that ratio.
I don't know. Ask David Foster Wallace.
I don't know Dale Peck. I don't know what his agenda is. I know that a lot of the sort of in-your-face, trash-talking review stuff is in certain ways very cunning.
David Foster Wallace says he's never actually read what Peck's written about his books.
All you got to do is say something really, really inflammatory, and then people are talking about you. The whole thing seems to me about as interesting as a high school catfight.
So is all this just the latest literary spat? Peck would have us believe there's more at stake, that most serious fiction is just plain lousy. Peck himself is a fairly obscure novelist. The obvious question is, why should anyone care about his savage reviews of much better-known writers?
The problem with Dale Peck as a critic is that he's terribly interesting.
James Atlas is a writer and editor who profiled Peck in the New York Times Magazine. He says there's too much politeness in book reviewing, and Peck, to his credit, is not polite.
He's often wrong, he's often insulting, he's often pointlessly brutal. But he really does isolate problems and weaknesses in writers, and you're forced to rethink.
There are really two questions about Dale Peck, the critic. Is he on target when he attacks so many big-name writers? And even if he is right, is his criticism simply too savage? The review that put Peck on the literary map came out a couple of years ago in the New Republic. That review of Rick Moody's memoir, The Black Veil, began with this now-famous sentence: Rick Moody is the worst writer of his generation. Peck says he never meant that comment to be taken literally. He considers Moody a gifted writer who's wasted his talent. But the review infuriated a lot of people, including Heidi Julewitz, editor of the literary journal The Believer. She says it shows Peck's lack of intellectual rigor.
I feel like I'll never be able to read anything by Dale Peck without thinking that he's such a lazy thinker that he would write a line like, Rick Moody is the worst writer of our generation. Well, that's not true. I mean, how are you ever going to prove that? First of all, I think personally that Rick is a fantastic writer, but to make a statement that is instantly shreddable, I feel like it reflected much worse on Dale Peck than it did on Rick Moody.
Among writers, this is a common reaction to Peck's slash-and-burn style of criticism. But Benjamin Schwartz, the literary editor of the Atlantic Monthly, says Peck is one of the few critics who's willing to denounce today's literary fiction.
We need kind of a hanging judge in the world of literary criticism, and he's really the only one we've got.
Schwartz says Peck's outrageousness is partly what makes his reviews worth reading.
I don't think they're too savage in that if you were to read, say, Pauline Kael's movie reviews, many of them were very savage. They were read. They were read for the same reasons that Peck's reviews are read and appreciated. They are lively. They're rollicking. And a novelist should be able to take it.
Peck wants to write about books the same way he talks about them with friends, with passion, without pulling any punches. But even Peck says he's grown sick of being pigeonholed as the angry man who hates literature. So here's the kicker. He says he won't write any more negative reviews.
I don't like this kind of attention. And the fact of the matter is, and you know, my agent kills me for saying things like this in interviews, but this book has destroyed my career. New York publishers will not touch me right now. I do not have a publisher for my next novel. It's a very, very thin-skinned industry.
Peck will still write literary essays, but he says he's done with the nasty takedowns of contemporary writers. Some readers will certainly miss the hatchet man, but not everyone, sorry to hear that Dale Peck is hanging up his axe. Even James Atlas, who helped make Peck famous with his long profile in the New York Times.
No, I'm not going to miss him. I promise you that.
For NPR News, I'm Steve Paulson.
Steve Paulson is the executive producer of Wisconsin Public Radio's To the Best of Our Knowledge.